the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who allowed none to witness when He created the heavens and the earth, and who took no helper when He authored the spirits. He has no associate in divinity and no support in unity. Tongues fall silent before the limits of describing Him. Intellects fail before the core of knowing Him. Terrors fall low in awe of Him. Faces are humbled in fear of Him. And everything mighty yields to His mightiness. So to Thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually, and methodically. And may His blessings be upon His messenger endlessly, and His salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in Thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from Thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then failed to keep for Thee. I ask Thee concerning the complaints of Thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among Thy servants, of a handmaid from among Thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask Thee, O He who owns all objects of need which are granted by His will and hastened to His desire, that Thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that Thou willest, and givest me mercy from Thee. Forgiveness decreases Thee not, and giving injuries Thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from Thee: the facility to obey Thee at its beginning, and the favor of Thy forgiveness at its end. O He who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful.
Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special under the title of Holding Grudge in the View of Islam. You're listening to IRIB English Radio.
Take away everything you've given me, and I try to remember not to take anything for granted, 'cause I know that one day suddenly this will all come to an end. So my last wish is for you.
Today, Sunday, is the 24th of Shaban, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 7th of Farvardin, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 27th of March, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Chapter Hash. We're going to listen to verse 10.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. والذين جاءوا من بعدهم يقولون ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان يقولون ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم.
And there is a share for those who came after them, saying, Our Lord, forgive us and our brothers who preceded us in faith, and put not in our hearts any resentment towards those who have believed. Our Lord, indeed you are kind and merciful.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Believers in the early days of Islam invoke Allah Almighty to bestow purity upon their hearts, and their prayer was seemingly answered such that they could unite it and defeat the enemies and raise the banner of Islamic faith. How we've been treating the path of our ancestors, we would be pure in heart and our hearts would be unadulterated by covetousness, miserliness, hatred, envy, self-conceit, and other vices. Thus, we were even able to exceed our ancestors in making the Muslim community more prosperous and rid ourselves of the tyranny, disbelief, and bondage of unbelievers and cooperate with each other to add further glory to the Islamic faith and Muslims. Holding grudge in the view of Islam, on the continuation of today's special. Holding a grudge is a familiar way to get the compassion and comfort we didn't receive when we were wronged. We tend to victimize ourselves and seek out empathy from other people. The thing about holding a grudge is that they don't really make us feel better. Though we may be getting the sympathy and attention we require, it stops being about feeling bad and it moves forwards, making the other person feel bad as well. A grudge is something that begins as a genuine emotion, but as time goes by, it morphs into a blockage that prevents us from releasing this built-up pain. It deprives us of moving on, and we continue to let it fester inside us. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binastin. Regarding holding grudge feeling hatred about someone or some people, at the same time, it's indicated that Imam Ali alayhi salam instructed his companions in this way, Ra'sul uyub al-haqda. Hatred or feeling grudge is the source of other vices. We find that, and we have noticed that those people who feel hatred about other people, who feel grudge about other people, they seldom amount to anything, and they themselves seldom amount to anything, because instead of focusing on their own projects, on their own missions, on their own capabilities, they usually think about other people, and as they cannot do anything in order to develop themselves and their own capacities, they prefer to develop a sense of hatred regarding other people, and this prevents them from first of all finding out their own jewels or whatever may be available in themselves. The precious capabilities, and next, when they are invited to some cooperations, they usually prove utterly short of accomplishing the projects for which they've been relied on. Yet we find that such kind of unhappy feelings, unwelcome feelings, or a feeling of inconvenience is something quite natural regarding other people. This kind of feeling regarding other people is momentary in faithful people. If a faithful people finds out such a feeling in him or herself, it goes on. It removes. Just after a few minutes. When two people, two faithful people meet each other, they like each other, and at the same time, when they leave each other, they have no feeling of feeling grudge or hatred regarding each other.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, Hadiths of the Infallibles, lessons from the life of the Infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
Grudge turn your immune system down. Dear friends, since the grudge keeps banging on our head, it will not only cause the mental health down, but also the immune system. By feeling grudge, you will not only be feeling hurt, but also sad at the same time. That is why the best way to do is resentment the grudge by giving forgiveness. Forgiving others make you feel relieved and in a happy condition. It will make the body produces the serotonin hormone and raise your immune system again. We should be wiser to choose how to behave to keep the good immune to our body. And the Quran mentions this. You Muslims are the best people who were born for humans, because you command do what is right and prevent them from breaking up and having faith in Allah.
رَبُّنَا رَبُّ الْقُلُوبِ وَهُوَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ فِي الشُّرُوقِ وَفِي الْغُرُوبِ نُورُهُ يَهْدِي الْعَصَى رَبُّنَا رَبُّ الْقُلُوبِ وَهُوَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ فِي الشُّرُوقِ وَفِي الْغُرُوبِ نُورُهُ يَهْدِي الْعَصَى
عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا.
What should I do when someone doesn't forgive me? Make amends. Asking for forgiveness and admitted that you were wrong needs a sign of being courage. If that still not works, you need to repeat for asking forgiveness after you take a reflection. Whether promises something wasteful about your sorry, it is better to make amends. At least you feel better while you can't make up the situation. Do something simple that makes the person you've wronged feel better. Always keep doing good and let the rest of it to Allah. In Quran, Surah Al-Ankabut, verse 69 mentions about this. And truly Allah is with those who do good.
Amir al-Mu'mineen says, أَقَلُّ النَّاسِ رَاحَةً الْحَسُودِ. The person with the least comfort in this life is the envious, hasood. He doesn't have any comfort. He doesn't have any peace. He doesn't have peace with himself, let alone peace with others. This is why we fast. This is why we have the day of Eid. This is why we have du'as, one after the other. Someone was telling me, how much du'as we have? I said, we really need them. These are remedies. These are medications. Medications for the heart. Medications for the soul and the mind. Now, let me read a hadith from Imam al-Sadiq. The Imam was asked, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, alayhi salatu wassalam, he was asked that if a person is a believer, mu'min, a believer, do you mean that he cannot have any hate in his heart? The Imam answers a very intelligent answer, practical and intelligent. He says, yes, al-mu'min, يَحْقِدُ مَا دَامَ فِي مَجْلِسِهِ. Maybe he gets angry. Maybe he hates someone. But while he's in the session, it's temporary. 2 hours, 3 hours, 5 hours, half a day. فَإِذَا قَامَ ذَهَبَ عَنْهُ الْحِقْدُ. When that session is over, he has to remove it. He's not allowed to keep it in sight. Yes, you get angry. We get angry. Who doesn't? Including your imam who's standing here. Ask my wife. She tells you the truth. But then after a while, it has to subside. We remember Allah. We remember our responsibility. We remember our role in this life. We remember that we are temporary guests in this life. So we take it out. We remove it. And nothing would remove rancor, grudge, hate, envy, like taqwa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The remembrance of Allah. Being with Allah always. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. The remembrance of Allah cleanses your soul, cleanses your heart.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic. Till another episode, we'll leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.
Food for thought.
Salam, everybody, and let us listen to a saying from the martyr of Karbala, the Prophet's younger grandson, Imam Hussein, peace upon him, about the savior of humanity. The ninth of my descendants is the Imam who will rise with the truth. God will grant life to the earth through him after its death. The true faith will supersede all religions through him. His absence shall be lengthy, during which many people go astray. Only a few will remain on the right path. They shall suffer pains, people will put pressure on them, saying, let us know when this promise of the return of the Mahdi is fulfilled. Those who will bear the pains and denials patiently will get the same rewards as those who accompanied the Prophet during his expeditions for jihad.
Join us in this journey. IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith and tradition which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam regarding the value of knowledge versus wealth, or knowledge, the superiority of knowledge over wealth. Everybody knows that knowledge is considered very important in Islam. There's many, many traditions regarding the value of knowledge and its importance, and nobody can deny that. In the same vein, we have traditions in which wealth and knowledge have been compared with one another, and obviously, knowledge has been considered superior to wealth. One of those traditions is the tradition we want to recite for you today. Imam Ali alayhi salam once took Kumail, who was one of his companions, one of his close companions, out to the desert. And when they reached the desert, he let out a deep sigh and said, "O Kumail, knowledge is better than wealth, for knowledge guards you while you guard wealth," meaning knowledge protects you. The knowledge that you have it can protect you from harm. Whereas you, if you have wealth, without knowledge, you have to protect the wealth and try to safeguard it. And wealth is reduced by spending, whereas knowledge increases by spending it. Meaning, if you spend wealth, it finishes. Whereas if you give knowledge away and give it to other people, it increases. But if you teach people something, obviously your knowledge, it increases. And any good produced by wealth, respect and honor ceases when it ceases to exist. Any good produced by wealth ceases when it ceases to exist. Meaning, let's say that you become wealthy, you work very hard, you become wealthy, and you acquire respect and honor through that wealth. You know, as soon as the wealth finishes and it ceases to exist, you lose that honor and that respect that you had by it. But because knowledge, now you can't say that if knowledge, you lose your knowledge and you forget what you learn, then, you know, you also lose that respect. Maybe the answer to this would be that knowledge doesn't really cease to exist, and you never really, you know, forget what you learn. You know, maybe in old age you might not be able to recall it, but it's still there with you. You just might not be able to recall it as you did when you were young. And nevertheless, even in that case, you still have the respect of people who admire knowledge and who respect knowledge and learning. That's why maybe Imam Ali also in another tradition says, the treasurers of wealth perish during their own lifetimes, whereas the knowledgeable ones remain alive for all time. Their individual selves may pass away, but the likes of them, remembering them, continue to remain in the hearts. Right? You know, people always remember the scholars, even after they die. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the value and superiority of knowledge over wealth in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني
Let's recite the Quran
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجه
السلام عليكم dear respected brothers and sisters welcome to the Let's Read and Recite the Quran Kareem Level 2, right?
Yes.
Yeah. A series of foreign sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International School Network and the students of Sevier International School. So, thank you so much for joining us. Alhamdulillah, we have been learning the Quran Kareem. Now, our friends here, they are able to read the Quran Kareem, and I hope that this series of sessions have been useful and beneficial for you. And we hope that you are, inshallah, able to read the Quran Kareem, right? Since we are learning step by step how to read the Quran Kareem and how to recite it fluently, right? So we were talking about stopping at the end of words in the Quran, yes? Or making a pause, and while we are reciting, for example, we go out of breath, yes? We cannot breathe anymore. I mean, we don't have enough breath, okay, to continue the ayah or continue that line or that sentence of the Quran. So in this case, what should we do? Surely we have to make a pause, yes? Otherwise, we cannot continue. So if we make a pause, what should we do with the word?
There
are many rules, yes?
Yes.
Okay, yes?
All the rules that we learn for ending in the ending of the ayahs, we should do them there.
Yeah.
And when we start, we want to start, we should start one or two words before.
This أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واضرب لهم مثلا أصحاب القرية إذا
Great. Look, we are now talking about how to make a pause. Then inshallah we'll say how to start. We'll talk about how to start the ayah. If the word that we want to make a pause on it, okay? If the word itself has a sukun, what should we do?
What?
For example, in the Quran we have Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar fasalli li rabbika wanhar. Wanhar ends in sukun. Ra has sukun. What should I do?
Nothing.
Har. Not just nothing.
Should I change the sukun to some harakat?
No.
No? Mahdi?
Har.
Can you just read it?
Just read it?
Yeah, you can stop because there's already a sukun.
Has already a sukun. Yeah. Minhal Hussein, what do you think? What do you think, Minhal Hussein?
One har, you just read it because the ayah is about to finish.
It has already finished. And it has ended with a sukun, right? In a sukun. So no need to change it to sukun because it's already a sukun.
Yes? You change it to sukun.
We're making pauses to make it sukun, okay? But sometimes there are some changes. So how do you read? وَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ
If the Ashad one is ending with the it's not ending, it's a ra, what we should do?
The word has a ra and it has a tashdeed?
Yeah.
وَانْحَرْ We say like adu. Other letters, yes?
Yes.
For example, it's ending in ta. Light, for example. Yeah?
Yes.
A never like, sound. Like this kind of. Yeah. So, Mahdi, what did we say? If the words end in a letter which has sukun, no need to change the sukun to anything because we already have a sukun, as Mahdi said. Okay? Next one. One more thing. For example, another example. Let's say with this. Fakabbir.
Fakabbir.
Fakabbir. But there is, inshallah, we'll talk about, okay, there is one changes. Look, you don't say fakabbir. Ra has a heavy sound, yes?
Yeah,
awesome sound. But here, because we have kasra before it, we don't do it this way.
Yeah, you said
fakabbir. Inshallah, we'll talk about them. Like kha as well. Yeah? Kha as well, qaf as well. All those eight letters that we practiced, that they produce a heavy sound, okay? Inshallah, sometimes they will produce a light sound as well. They will not be pronounced as khwa, a sound, okay? While they have a kasra or a kasra is before them and they are sakin. Like fakabbir, you say. Fakabbir, masir, ir, okay? Khabir, okay? Inshallah, we'll talk about them. So, the word itself has a sukun at the end. You don't need to change. So, if the word, Mahdi, if the word ends in alif maddi, what should you do?
Read it.
You read it?
Yes.
How do you read it? Recite Surah Al-Duha?
Wait, no, you change it into a sukun.
Change it to sukun?
Yes.
Okay, read Surah Al-Duha once. Recite it. Just, you know it.
But I don't know.
Wal-Duha.
Wal-Layli.
Wal-Duha. Wal-Layli Iza Saja. A sound.
Yes.
So there will be...
You have to read it.
No change.
No change.
There will be no
same
change.
Same as sukun.
Yes, the same as sukun, there will be no change.
But okay. Any other harakat, you have to change to sukun.
Yeah.
Yeah, we studied it.
Okay. So, and also sometimes, look, we have qala We have qala. Qala means one person said, yes?
No,
qa-
it just means said.
Yeah, it just one said. Person said. Qala. It's singular. Yes. Okay? Qala. Two people said. Okay? Qala. One alif it has. Qala, qada, qalu. Qalu means three or more people said.
Yes.
The Quran we have.
Qalu.
Okay. Qalu subhanaka. The angels, all the angels say. So they are plural, yes?
Yes.
So if it ends with alif, which talks about two people, yes? Qala. In Arabic, we have one person, two persons, okay? Two people. Then we have three more.
Yes.
Like this. But in English, we have one and then plural. Two, three, all are plural.
Yes.
But in Arabic, it's not.
Yes.
In Arabic, we have one, two, and then plural one. So if it ends with alif that talks about, that gives the meaning of two, so you just do not change it. Because if you change, if you say qala, qala, two, if you change it to qal, it means one person said. While the meaning of the word is two people said. Yes? So the meaning will be changed.
Yes.
So here we don't change the harakat. Understood?
قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ يا
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
So what do we say? قال
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 قَالَ.
If it is one person, قَالَ. قَالَ. لَا. Alif maddi, two people. قَالَ. One person. So if it ends with لَا, we change it to سُكُون. قَالَ.
قَالَ.
That's it. But with alif at the end, we don't change it, okay? Yes. That is pronounced the same. Understood?
Yes.
So let's go and practice some verses of the Quran, page 441. Then, inshallah, one more thing is here that we will be talking about, the letter ha. Sometimes the letter ha, sometimes the letter ya, okay? Sometimes the letter ha, sometimes the letter ya. They will be ending in sukoon, but you need to prolong the sound. For example, lahu. We'll talk about it, okay? We'll talk about it. So, recite a salawat first, then we will go. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. So, respected brothers and sisters, as you are listening to us, we are on page 441, Surah Yasin. Last sessions we practiced as well this surah, yes? And I told my friends to practice them at home, inshallah, and now they have practiced. Inshallah, we'll be reading and reciting here, okay? You have not? Okay, I will punish you.
So I know all of Surah Yasin.
Okay, mashallah. So let's go on. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Okay, at the first word, I want to make a pause. Yes, at the first word, I want to make a pause, okay? How should I do?
Wadhrib.
It has a sukun. No change.
Wadhrib.
Wadhrib.
Oh, but there is one change.
Yeah. Why you need to make a pause when you have read, then you can read wadhrib.
For example, I want. I like it.
Wadhrib.
So, yes, when I have breath, I have to go on and continue, okay? So, what? The sukun it has, but it has a bouncing sound as well, yes? Let's continue.
Wadhrib lahum mathala.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا
مَثَلًا
You made a pause, that's why you said مَثَلًا
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ
أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ
So if I make a pause at qariya, I say qariya.
Qariya.
But if I continue,
qariyate.
Connected to the next words, I will be pronouncing qariyate. The harakat, yes? And the ha will be again changed to ta. Yes? Let's continue. إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ مُرْسَلُونَ I will read the whole ayah. Yep, so you need to take a deep breath, okay?
وَضَرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ إِذْ جَاءَهَا الْمُرْسَلُونَ
وَضَرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ إِذْ جَاءَهَا الْمُرْسَلُونَ
Great.
إِذْ
I made a pause.
Yes.
إِذْ
I want to recite from the first and maybe my breath, okay? Does not help me anymore, okay? I should make a pause at if. So how do I make it? Look.
وَضَرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ إِذْ
No more breath, okay? So إِذْ.
إِذْ.
Yeah, because it has sukoon, no changes. Right, Hadi?
إِذْ جَاءَهَا
It is correct. It is correct to make a pause, but the meaning is not understood, okay?
Yeah.
When... Okay, look. إِذْ جَاءَهَا الْمُرْسَلُونَ
إِذْ جَاءَهَا الْمُرْسَلُونَ
أحسن. So, thank you so much. Inshallah, we'll continue. The rest of the page, inshallah, after a break, okay? Let's recite a salawat and give thanks to IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Xavier International School
Network
that they are holding this kind of sessions. Thank you so much. Recite a salawat. We will be back, inshallah, okay? Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
صفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبي لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful Hello everyone, brothers and sisters I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program The Ocean of Dua During this month of Sha'ban The month of Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure, we will try to offer a glance into some of the passages of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniya or the so-called Munajat Sha'baniya. Thank you in advance for staying with us. We'll be back again after listening to some parts of it.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad Ilahi كيف أنقلب من عندك بالخيبة محا
محروما وقد كان حسن ظني بجودك أن تقلبني بالنجاة مرحوما.
In this part of the whispered prayer, we read, إلهي كيف أنقلب من عندك بالخيبة محروما وقد كان حسن ظني بجودك أن تقلبني بالنجاة مرحوما. My Lord, how can it be that I return from you with disappointment and deprivation? For indeed, my beautiful opinion about your generosity was that you shall reserve my fate by saving me mercifully. How critical and important is this entertaining a good opinion of our Lord. This is what has been repeated throughout this munajat and what will be repeated afterwards. Using this secret, you can save yourself, preserve yourself from all kinds of destitutions, and you can achieve really high positions, and you can get close to perfection. This is the base level of reaching all different kinds of ma'rifah. And this is the pillar of tawakkul and reliance on the Almighty Allah. This will make us reach the state of calmness in this life and hereafter. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is reported to have said, when one hastily prays to Allah and then goes away, Allah the Almighty, the Majestic says, does not my servant know that I am the only one who fulfills the needs? The supplicant, the true servant, should never despair of the Lord's mercy. Since we have previously discussed this entertaining a good opinion of the Lord, let us approach this topic from another aspect. All human beings by nature are prone to committing sins. And they will never reach that state where they can truly be grateful of the mercies of their lords. We can explicitly understand that from the words of the infallibles and the Prophet ﷺ, when he says to the Lord, مَا عَرَفْنَاكَ حَقَّ مَعْرِفَتِكَ وَمَا عَبَدْنَاكَ حَقَّ عِبَادَتِكَ. We haven't recognized you truly. We haven't worshipped you as you deserve. When this is the state of the best creation of the Almighty Allah, the best kind of human being on earth, what shall we other human beings do?
Alhamdulillah. We have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat Sha'baniyyah. The late Imam Khomeini in many places on several occasions emphasized on this munajat, and in one of his sayings he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams, and then in particular he mentioned Munajat Sha'baniyyah, and he said philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat Sha'baniyyah is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with his pleasure, with his reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
The late Imam Khomeini alayhi salam says in this regard, "Oh, human beings, you are really poor, you are really weak, and you have to know that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who is a person that has known the Almighty Allah better than all other human beings, and his deeds are the most valuable deeds on earth, when such a person says, مَا عَرَفْنَاكْ حَقَّ مَعْرِفَتِكْ, what can we, the weakest creatures, do? We have been headstrong, but yet we know that our deeds are nothing with respect to that of A'immah and the infallibles and Rasulullah. That is why we say, كُلُّ عَمَلٍ تُرِيدُ بِهِ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فَكُنْ فِيهِ مُقَصِّرًا عِنْدَ نَفْسِكَ. When you are obeying the Almighty Allah, because he has said so, you should blame yourself even in that kind of deed. فَإِنَّ النَّاسَ كُلُّهُمْ فِي أَعْمَالِهِمْ فِيمَا بَيْنَهُمْ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ مُقَسِّرُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ عَسَمَهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. Because all of the people are incomplete in their deeds except the one Almighty Allah saves. So among these imperfections and disobediences of us, what keeps us hopeful of the mercy of the Lord is that entertaining a good opinion that he will treat his servants mercifully, that he will forgive the sins of the servants, and he will accept all our deeds and worships, even though they're not complete. And this kind of approach, this kind of perspective, will eventually lead us to the station of mercy. And this is the secret that has been emphasized in our traditions. We are highly recommended not to rely on our actions, our deeds, because we can never worship Allah as he deserves. Take a look around yourself. How many of the mercies and blessings of the Almighty Allah can you count around you? And how many of them you neglect? You walk past them without even considering how your life would be without these blessings of the Lord. That is why we have to say, "My Lord, how can it be that I return from you with disappointment and deprivation? وَقَدْ كَانَ حُسْنُ ظَنِّي بِجُودِكَ أَن تَقْلِبَنِي بِالنَّجَاةِ مَرْحُومًا." For indeed, my beautiful opinion about your generosity was that you shall reserve my fate by saving me mercifully. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان، والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان. شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان، شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان، والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان. أحبك يا شعبان، يا شعبان، أحبك يا شعبان.
Is there any other way to get familiar with Islam besides mainstream media? Try IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Dear listeners, Salamun alaikum.